Simona, now that the week is kind of all over, can you reflect on what's happened for you in the last couple of weeks and how tough this tournament was to win?
First of all, I don't know how I won today because I didn't play my best. I didn't play like good tennis, but I just wanted to fight till the end because I think that's the most important thing for my style, for myself. So she played great tennis today. All the tournament, she played amazing. She's amazing because she's running a lot and she has a lot of experience. But you know, this tournament wasn't like I didn't play my best tennis. But every match was very important for me, for my mind, for my mentally. I just had the confidence that I had my chance here, this tournament, and I just did everything to get it. I got it, and I'm really happy that I have another title.
After your effort and expression against McEnroe in Australia, how happy are you with how you fought today? I know you said that was a disappointing one for you.
Yeah, I said many times that I was very disappointed after that match. I said that never I will fight till the end always, and that was the last match where I didn't fight. So that made me more confident that I can, more confident and more like courage to go ahead and to take the chance every time during the matches. After that, I just wanted to play more aggressive, to stay concentrated and to be focused for every ball. Here I did a great job, I think, and I can say that every match was really difficult and I lost many sets here.
Simona, what were you thinking, how were you feeling as the match went up and down and service break after service break?
Yeah, in the end I think it was like we were tired, both of them, and we could not serve very strong, but yeah, the women's is not like real important, the serve, you know, we are much better for the returns. I am much better, I can say, and yeah, at the beginning of the match, first set was strange for me because I didn't play for 3 days a match, and it's really tough to go straight to the finals. She played really well, she was like very concentrated at the beginning, like for first point. And yeah, everything went good in her way, and then I just wanted to stay focused, and I had only positive things in my mind that I can go till the end to fight and to win.
Have you ever grunted that much on the court?
Sorry?
Have you ever grunted that much, made that much noise? You know, you were making a lot of noise after every shot.
Yeah,
you?
I make a lot of noise?
Yeah.
Me?
Just today, yeah.
today I did. I don't remember. I'm too tired, but it was like it came from inside, so it was good. Everything I did was good because I won, so I'm not upset now.
So you were facing a lot of high shots, you know, she was throwing up a lot of spins, a lot of forehand slices and things like that. Did you change anything tactically as you...
She knew how to play me today, yeah. To make more mistakes. Yeah, it was difficult for me to take that balls very high and without power, so I did many mistakes with my forehand, but my coach came in on court and he said that I'm rushing at that balls, so I said, okay, I understand, and I go now to play not very strong that balls, those balls. I just try to, you know, to stay cool, to stay, to make her run a lot. I know that she's running well, but still. My back and down the line was good today, forehand so-so. Everything went well, and you know, I have no comments now. I have like, in my mind, it's like I have another title, my biggest title now. So it's amazing, I feel great.
How is your foot?
Don't ask me.
Do you think you're gonna play Miami?
Yeah, I will play. I have only blisters and some muscle pain, but because I'm tired.
Simona, as you said, this is the biggest title for your career, and it brings up to, it's too early to talk about, but the number one spot for us, Road to Singapore, does it mean anything to you?
I don't want to think about that because it's far away, Singapore, so I have many more tournaments to play. I just want to think for the next one, and we will see in the end if I can go there in Singapore and if I can play like last year, because it was a great tournament. I'm happy now and I just want to enjoy the moment. I don't want to think about the other titles or other winnings. So just the moment.
$900,000 is a lot of money even for a tennis player. Any plans on what you'd like to maybe buy or spend it on?
I didn't have time to think about this because I was to the physio and I came straight here. So I will think about this and for sure I will get a gift for myself. But I don't know what.
Was there some painting you were dealing with? It seemed like there's times you kind of bent over that maybe you were hurt after you had the doctors look at your foot after the first set. Were there any problems that you had physically?
No, I was tired a little bit and I had blisters only. So it's not that dangerous, it's not that bad, but still it's bothering you during the match, during the running. In the second set, I think in the end of the second set, I had muscle problems. I don't remember very well. But, you know, I didn't think about anything. I just wanted to fight and to get, like, to win every ball. Just this was in my mind.
Simona, you said that you didn't play well today, but in terms of winning, you just won Premier Mandatory Tournament without playing your best tennis throughout the 2 weeks. I mean, what's your reaction to that? Does that give you confidence, maybe relax you going forward, that you don't have to play your best all the time?
You know, you cannot play your best tennis and you fight like I did today. So it's compensating. You know, sometimes you can fight till the end and sometimes you play good and you cannot fight. So in Australia, I think I played good tennis, but I couldn't fight. So for me, the most important thing, like I said, is just to have this feeling to fight till the end. This tournament gives me a lot of confidence that I can be there, I can win every tournament, so now I have more confidence that I can win a Grand Slam. But still, I'm very far, and I just want to keep this goal in my mind.
And then before the tournament, how close were you to not playing Indian Wells? Was it never a thought you always were going to play?
Yeah, okay. I always said that I would play Indian Wells.
Last year you talked about having the goal of making, you know, Singapore really kind of strong in your mind. Do you have any goals this year?
Go to Singapore. That's it's the only one. And in my career to win a Grand Slam.
Any last questions?
Simona, you haven't got a chance to play either Serena or Maria this season, but winning two big titles in a row, does it give you more desire to play against them later this year?
You know, I'm not afraid to play against them. When I came here after my first match, I said that I want to play in semifinals with Serena again because I wanted to see where I am and how I stay on court. I didn't have the chance. I was so sorry for her because an injury is really important in your career, so she had to retire. You know, I just want to go ahead and just to take match by match. Doesn't matter against who I play.
Did you try to lift up that trophy?
Yes, sure. I have power for this. All
right. How many kilos?
Okay.
I want to clear my answer.
Before you ask
that
question.
Very heavy.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.